Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Who is like unto our God? Amen. Brother Ike, just over here, please. As I was directed to do. Come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jehovah God, we bless you. Just go ahead and kneel. Everybody stretch your hand towards him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord, Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, reach out. Jesus, reach out, Lord. Break every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Answer the desires, the prayer, the crying of his heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Put it together, Lord. For you are God alone. There is none like unto you. Father, lift him up, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Go and be at peace. The Lord has done it to his glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I will lift up Jesus higher and higher. Is this the right mic I should be using for? Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful time of praise. It almost make me think of changing my sermon this morning because it's a little damper. Not exactly what I would like to preach after such a wonderful praise, but the Lord be praised. Amen. In all things, let his name be glorified. The Lord is good. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you for the more you will do. Thank you for your people. We bring so many people who have traveled out, outside the country, within the country. We commit them again into your hand. Thank you, Father, for safekeeping. Thank you for watching over us. This week shall be a week of good news for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The title of the message, I said part one. If we have time to continue it in the days to come, or time to come, or whenever God gives grace. But the title of the message is The Days of Apostasy and Liberation. The Days of Apostasy and Liberation. The time we are living in is a time that we need to be careful. But God is good. Amen. And God will guide his saints' feet, the footsteps of the righteous, even in these dark times we are living in. The Lord is able to keep us. Amen. Apostasy is from the Greek word called apostasia. It is a departure, a revolt, a rebellion against Christ and against his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It is a departure from the truth to fables to confusion, and it is a rebellion against the word of God and against his anointed one. Unfortunately, we are living at a time that this is evident. In the world, the ancient enemy, the foe, has been sowing seed of discord from the beginning. He's creating confusion in the hearts of sons and men and women, of the children of the world. When he does this in the world, it is called rebellion. They're rebelling against God and his word. But when he comes inside the household of faith, when those things that should not be mentioned or done is being introduced into the household of God, into the church of Christ, it becomes an apostasy, a revolt, a rebellion against God and against his word.
It troubles us to see that these things are seeping inside the church. And the dogs are not barking. And people are just taking it for granted that this is the norm, this is what should be. Even when they know that it is against the word of God. To be politically correct, to make sure that the tithes and offering keep pouring in, to make sure that nobody is offended, many has become numb or closed their mouth to what is happening among the people of God. And some even goes further than that to come out and say things and do things as if it is from the word of God. Thy word, O Lord, it says, endureth forever. It doesn't change. God will not change for any man. God will not change for Emmanuel. God will not change for anybody. He is God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But people are making it as if God can change, or if there is a variable with God. Today he says something and tomorrow he changes it. Today he says something and maybe days to come he changed. He said it. God, the stone of Israel, the lion of the tribe of Judah himself, he said there is no change, there is no shadow of doubt, and there is no variableness in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To the point that people have become so emboldened, so arrogant, so full of themselves, that men, sons of men and daughters of men, walk with hobnailed shoe where angels fear to tread. That's a type of shoe the Roman army wear in those days. There are spikes underneath so that if they are going, it will not slip, they will not fall in the field of battle. So there are spikes under it. And you can imagine somebody putting on those shoes and dancing all over here. By the time it's done, there have been scratches and torn over all these nice places. But people are doing it. We are angel himself, the angel of God. Fear to tread. Because they know there's a line that God draws. When people start putting their hand into the eyes of God, fearful is the judgment of God upon this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Antichrist system, the mystery of iniquity, is fully operational. And many of us doesn't know it. The agenda is complete. And the ignorant ones will fall prey on the way, thinking that it is the norm. No, it is not. Stick to the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The ancient dragon himself has many heads, which is a type of agenda he has. And the concern we should have as we listen to the news, as we hear things that are being done, propagated in the house of God, is that the Christians are not taking this warning seriously. Remember, God in his mercy is full of mercy, but there is time for judgment. And there's time for God to say, enough is enough. There is so much you can do, and I cannot take it no more. My grace, yes, is there. But what does he say? Shall we abide in sin that grace may abound? He say, no, God forbid. There's agendas that is at work these days, and many of us are not aware of it. And even those who should know, as I said the other time, you know, in the days of the old, one of the most efficient, most important thing people have in the house in those days, sheep's dog. The dog that watches over the sheep, he runs left, right, he controls the sheep in the field, he put them online, and that does it, he barks. And Isaiah has to say, the dog doesn't bark again because of tithe and offering, so that I don't offend anybody, so that I don't trample on anybody's right. And so we delegate the truth behind and propagate apostasy. That is not right in Jesus' mighty name. I said the Antichrist system is at work. It is the mystery of iniquity. I will name some of the stuff that each one of these topics is enough for us to preach on or write a book on. But we not have time to do that, so we touch on them briefly. But I will name all of them first, and then we go from there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. I want everybody to read with me. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Is somebody on that place? Now, everybody read with me. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devils. Verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sad with a hot iron. Open also 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3 to 4. Forbidding even some to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Go on. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received from thanksgiving. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the latter days, God just pointed that part. It's a tiny fraction of what you will see that is happening, being taught, being taught, being assumed, being propagated, even in the household of God. To the point that their conscience is now seared with hot iron. What does it mean? In those days in the field of battle, when you get a cut with somebody machete you or cut you out, they carry you out and know how they they take a very hot iron, a poker, put it in the fire, and they starch the wound. Some have starched the gate of their heart to the point that it is numb. They don't care again. And many in the church follow these devilish teachings and thought that it is the will of God. And even the Christians of God are bowing to these things. It should not be in Jesus' mighty name. This is the agenda of Satan. That nation for has put this in place in the world. But they should not be in the church. In the church, it is apostasy. In the world, it's a rebellion. Let me name some of them for you this morning. There is agenda that is out there to make the Bible, God's word, a common book of man. Now listen. There is an agenda out. Discuss, put together, meetings, conventions have to take this word of God and make it a book by man. Take out the potency of the word of God. There is an agenda to remove the deity, the divinity of Christ Jesus, being discussed, being ordained, being propagated by the world, and it is seeping even into the household of faith. There is an agenda out in the world to have a one world order through interfaith movement. Anybody ever heard of the interfaith movement? Anybody in this place have heard of it? Raise your hand if you have heard of interfaith movement. This is when they bring the rabbi. This is when they bring the Muslim. This is when they bring the Buddhist, the Zoroites, the whatever you call them, the Islamites and everything, and say, let us come together. We have one accord. It is only one God. It is only one love. Let us walk in love. This is a doctrine from hell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they sing Kumbaya. I'll come to those points if I have time. But time will not be there to give you statistics, to give you references to the meetings, to give you the plans that is being laid to throw confusion, to take away your faith. But these are signs of the ends of times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And ignorant will fall prey to these things. There is an agenda that is out now. They call it gender neutrality. Neutral gender. There's no man. There's no woman. That's an agenda that is there. And sorry to say that some churches are buying into it. There is agenda to legitimize immorality. The things that God says is sin, they are planning to legitimize it and make it is non-sin. The pride movement is one of them. We come to that if we have the time. the pride movement. I say it is a movement of shame. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say it is a movement of shame. Where people, man and woman, doesn't know what they are again. They forget the reason God created them in the first place. Man and man doing that is evil in the sight of God. And they walk around, put on band, put on everything, and march and parade in every city of this world and call it a pride movement. They are pride. They use the rainbow that God has created to warn us about the end of time. And said, I see as the rainbow merges color to color, so is everything. There is no beginning, there is no end, there is no sin, there is no immorality. This is life from hell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is agenda today in Christianity to politicize Christianity. To politicize Christianity. You are for us. We are for this. And this and that. And the very people you are for, they are full of sin and iniquity. They have no God in them. Don't fall prey to those in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's an agenda to commercialize Christianity. The pulpit is no more to preach the righteousness of God. The pulpit is no more a place to rebuke sin, to point out for correction, as the Bible says, and all the things that the Bible says. No, it is no more that. It is a place for money. How much can you bring in? The more you bring in, the more you are blessed. The less you bring, the more you are cursed. This and that and so on, because of money, money has become their God. Money has become their God. But God have mercy on us. This should not stand in the name of Jesus. There's an agenda of freedom of will. A man doesn't know his place again. A woman doesn't know his place again. There is this freedom of will. I have a right. I have a right. I have a right. If you are right, goes against the word of God. If you are right, it's against the word of God. Then you're a bastard. You are not a son or daughter of God. You have no right that can trample upon the word of God. You have a right as a human being. You have the right of expression and so on, but watch your word. Watch what you do. Watch what you support. Watch what you are willing to put your effort to promote. If it is against the word of God, then you are transgressing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Those are agenda that is out there. So when you see their tiny quotes and things they say, don't fall prey to them, my brethren. Watch, because the enemy is at work. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. It is only that he that letteth will let. That is the Holy Spirit has put a damp on it. But if he be taken out of the way, he will be in full manifestation. It will not be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. There's also an agenda to light strange fire into the house of God. That's prophetic. I won't go probably get into that today. Like Abihu and Nadab, the sons of Aaron, those. He said there's only one kind of light you can bring into the altar. You cannot take strange fire and bring into the altar. There's a lamp, there's a special lamp that is burning 24/7. He said, take from it and go into the altar. One day they defied. They took a strange light and they went into the altar. And what happened? God destroyed them there and then. Be careful, ministers of the word of God. Don't bring strange fire into the altar of the Most High God. For one thing I know, because judgment against evil, against iniquity is delayed, at times the heart of sons of men are full of themselves, say there is no, but the will of judgment. It drives. It comes. It may be slow, but it will get there. I'm not praying that anybody shall fall prey to it. But when you do these things, knowing, teach fables, lead the people of God, become a wolf in the midst of the sheep, at a time, God will catch up with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will not bring strange fires into the household of God. Before we go into it, let's quickly read Colossians chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. Colossians chapter 21, chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. Colossians, please. The book of Colossians. Somebody there? Colossians chapter 2. Benny, are you on that place? Please read with me, everybody. Regarding to all these things, what did God say? Read with me. Touch not. Taste not. Handle not. Verse 22. Which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Say, touch not. Taste not. Do not even handle it. Which all are to perish after the doctrines and commandments of men. One, agenda to make the Bible, God's word, a common book by man. There was a man that came up in the field. I will not mention names for now, because if I mention names and statistics and stuff, and I don't have time to go into deep, it will be, I will not do it justice. He came into the field about 15, 20 years ago. He preached all over the whole United States. Church was thriving. President or no president, unless they meet with him and shake hands with him. One day he woke up with a revelation and he started to preach. Here is his quote. The Bible is not inspired by word of God, but inspired by word of man for man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that the Bible is not inspired by God. What did the Bible tell about this? Anybody? It was inspired by God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that because of this, that certain things in the word of God was written in ignorance. That this is just men talking. This is just people expressing their opinion, which under review you can take or deduct from it. I say that the word of the Lord endured forever. It is settled in heaven. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one dot of his word shall fall to the ground. That the word of God is even magnified, even above his own very name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Quickly, please. Quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Let's read together. 2 Timothy. Everybody read with me. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God or woman of God may be perfect, tolerably furnished unto all good work. But a preacher, and he's not alone, very well known, and he's not alone, are saying that some of these things, you know, I've gotten my 2 degrees in doctorate or whatever, I have my DDD and DOD or whatever they have, and now I can look at it, I can read between the lines. Some of these are made for the time they live in. And many sons and daughters of God are falling prey to these things. Many men of God are using it to subdue. Instead of being a leader, instead of being something to follow, they are wolves in sheep clothing in the household of God. And many women of God have said, ha, that Paul, you know that Paul, I think he's a woman hater. some of the things he said about women. In the light of today, it will not stand. When we have our, what they call it, all this movement, my whatever they call it, today, it will not stand because that is suppression. That is gainsaying against this and that. Therefore, he must be a woman hater. I said the word of God is given for what? Doctrine, correction, inspiration, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. You can mention any other thing that the Bible is giving for, but never you mention to some people that it is giving for correction. No, I'm right. Who are you to tell me what I know? What kind of correction? How do you think that a God of love will do this? The God that loved us, how can he go to this level? The people who wrote it there, something is wrong with them. Go back to 16 again, verse 16, 2 Timothy. All scriptures, amen? Did he say some scriptures? Did he say maybe one or two? Maybe the book of Genesis and Mark or whatever is not among them. He said all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for what? Doctrine. And is profitable for what? Reproof. Ha! Don't even talk of reproof. Who are you to reprove me? Look at you. Call yourself a pastor, evangelist, or whatever. You can't reprove. No, even the pastor cannot reprove these days. Why would they reprove when the tithe and offering will dry up? It's no more giving for correction. It is no more for instruction in righteousness to live a godly life, to change from your way, to look unto God and take example from his ways, from his word. We self-interpret it to our own destruction because judgment against evil work is delayed. May it not be our portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's an agenda to remove the divinity of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's an agenda to make our God just a common man. May God have mercy upon all of us in Jesus' name. God will remain God. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do or what you think you are, God will remain God. You can't do it. He started to say, and without controversy, let's go to 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The agenda today is to take away the power, the divinity that is in the name of Christ. Some are questioning in these meetings, in this convention, the virgin birth. Of course, science cannot prove that. How can a virgin conceive? This is fables. It's written by men. This is idiotic. How can that be? They forget that God says it's by the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They question the legitimacy of Christ. They search history, Josephus, all of them, they go back and look, and they come back more confused. Say, it's just a man like me and you. He walks like me and you. He sinned according to them, but the Bible says he was without any sin. They made movies of it. It's an agenda, it's planned. The mystery of iniquity is already at work. You got to know this. Don't buy into it. Verse 16, read with me, everybody. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery, that's why they stumble. Stumble at that rock, at that stone. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Who fulfilled all these criteria? Jesus Christ. To the only wise God, our Savior. That is why prayers are no more powerful. Because you are praying as if you are praying through a man. Jesus Christ, the only wise God, to him be all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is even in the church. This has been there for years, hundreds of years, to remove the deity, the divinity, the power that is in the name of Jesus. So when you are praying, some praise to some lady, some praise to somebody with a big arrow in their face, some do the, but it says, it is only through that name, by that name alone, whereby we might be saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is not an agenda, what they call true interfaith movement. This is where this movement is an order from hell, trying to create a world where no one is wrong. A pluralistic war ideology to accommodate and find common ground in value and goal they share. That is the goal. To find common ground, that's the goal, and they bring everybody together. In this, the gospel of repentance is no more even to be discussed. Change and formation of a new man when Christ formed in you is out of the window in this gathering. The common value is the goal they share. One love, one unity. The Bible say not, touch not. Amen. Handle not, do not even taste it, which all are to perish after the doctrines and commandments of men. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, 17. Quickly, please, quickly. We're only on the third one. We'll get through some and maybe close when we can. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. Read with me, everybody. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14. Be ye not equally yoked with what? Unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? Go to 15. And what concord had Christ with burial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? Go to 15. And what agreement had temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Finally, 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye what? Separate. Come out from them and be separate. If you see them in the picture, if we show them on the screen, the lab icon with their hat, the Muslim with their whatever, the Christian with their suits, everybody with their economical movement and this thing, those bishop, archbishop clothes and stuff, to form one world order. And it's been in the works. The whole thing is to make it that the word of God is no more of effect. And this delusional spirit is so strong that many are going into it. And you'll be surprised, man, the people that is among some of these. Mega churches pastors, mega churches evangelists, people that is of note. Who knows me? If you mention my name, they will just, what is that? But these are people that are known by millions, that they follow in their Twitters, that they follow in their whatever, that has millions coming in, yielding in every Sunday into their church. To support what? This kind of work. He said, be ye separate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For what concord hath light with darkness? For what concord has light with darkness? Say the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This interfaith movement, go and Google it and look at what is happening. The great work that we have done in the days of the old by the likes of Martin Luther, Calvin, Wesley, and others, and if Pentecostals, some of them, are falling prey to this. They now read the Bible from different point of view. That some of them are correct and not correct. So we need to mend it, tweak it a little to accommodate everybody. I do not hate any man, for God will be against you if you hate any man or a woman. I do not go against any person. But I will stand straight as much as God give me grace on the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One funny thing happened as I was writing this. I think I was talking to Pastor Peter. I mentioned it casually. My phone rang out of the blue. Somebody asked me from the other end, what church do you belong to? I said, what? Which days do you have service? Thinking that I'm about to welcome a new soul into the kingdom, I said, on Sunday morning, 10 to 12. Say, you are wrong. Why are you not worshiping God on this day, on that day? I say, what is this about? He started saying things and questioning me. I didn't use the word of God to try to balance it out. I'll not go into details. After some time, I think he hung up. The Holy Spirit said he will call back. I was sitting on my desk. He called back. And when he called back, I started say, didn't you just call me? He said, yes. He said that there will be punishment and this and that for my being against the word of God. I said, do you have the word of God? He said, yes. I said, let's look at it. Why did you call me to question about days of service or what? Why didn't you present Jesus? I asked him, are you saved? He said, yes. He said, you are sure you are saved? He said, yes. I said, thank God for that. Now, let us talk of things that edify us. Let us look at the word of God about some of the questions you are asking. I started mentioning things to him about the word of God, why his zeal is wrongly placed, and so on and so forth. Before I can even say much, the same person that said he's saved, I will not mention the curse word that was coming from his mouth. The F word, every one of them was trembling out. He called me names that I haven't remembered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, what you are saying does not shock me. This is just a few days ago. I say, it doesn't shock me. Let me tell you what's happening. There's certain work that demons is placed around the whole world. You are not a target, but because you are an instrument of light, they will come after you one way or the other. But God has thrown a shield over his people in Jesus' name. This man was cursing me on the phone, calling me names, saying it just a few days ago. I didn't talk. I just wanted to listen to it. He cursed and he got tired. I said, didn't you just tell me a few minutes ago that you are saved? I said, how can this stream bring forth good and bad water together? What is coming from your mouth doesn't look like somebody that is saved. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was calling the church line. It wasn't my personal phone. He doesn't know me. It could have been any of us that he got on the phone. But this is what happens. Confusion they throw on them, bringing in some of the interfaith ideology to call me and say, do I practice it in my church? I said no, and this is the reason. And when I gave you the reason based on the word of God, you flew off handle. Be careful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God probably allowed it for me to tell you people that this iniquity, mystery of iniquity, is already at work. This is about 3-4 days ago. There's another one that I want the children to listen to this. Another agenda they have out there, gender neutrality. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I don't care if I got it right or not. Neutral. That there's no more man, there's no more woman. Their names start with X or Z or whatever these days. And among the people that are not able, they are now propagating it that this is not right, that should be a man or woman. And the Bible says that God made them what? Male and female. Male and female did what? He created them. This is how they are taking out the word of God, turning it around. It's an agenda. It's a plan. It's orchestrated. It's not just an accident. It seeps your faith. They take it away from you when you believe it. Do you know why they are doing it? So that a man can do what a woman will do. A woman now can do what a man will do. And there is nothing to eat. I was looking at medicine and a man have a baby. Yes, a man. He was formerly a man. They cut off his PP or whatever they call it. And planted a seed in him. And he carried the baby for 9 months and gave birth. And he has a bia-bia bird. My God, have mercy in Jesus' mighty name. Look at this thing, just if you are not careful, it saps away your faith. Do not be deceived, my brethren. Do not allow them to take your faith. This is the work of the enemy. It has been from beginning. It will not stop. But let us know that these are signs of the end time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. I will not go further more than this. Just one more. I will leave the other ones. When God gives up time, we can work on them. Even the ones we spoke on, I didn't show pictures or anything. I didn't quote some of the stuff that is going on. But God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You young people, if you're a girl, you're a girl. If you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're a lady, you're a lady. If you're a boy, you are a boy. You're a man, you are a man. You cannot be a female, and a male cannot be a man. It is forbidden. It is sin. You cannot exchange it. You cannot swap it because God has made it so. When your friends try to project it to you, walk away. Tell them that God says no to this, and I'm not listening in Jesus' mighty name. Hold your body chaste unto God. Whether you're a man or a woman, know that everything God has given you is for a purpose. And to use it to the glory of God. Our children are going through a lot. Pray for them. In our days, I try to find a book to read. Today, their phone has every information you can ever think of. And they have access to this. The classroom is teaching this. Their misguided teachers and women and stuff are so much into these ideologies. And they project it to these children. Some churches they go to, Sunday school teachers, are misguided. They don't know the word of God. They themselves are not saved, and they are trying to save others. They project this to these children. Pray for this generation in Jesus' mighty name. Pray that God's hand will be upon them, that they will not fall into confusion, that they will not fall into disorder of the enemy, because the enemy is at work. The last one we are going to speak on, we have about 10 or so of them. We only spoke like 4 or 5. To legitimize immorality, the pride movement. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 To legitimize immorality. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Read with me. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. The Bible calls it vile. Vile affections. Vile affections. I mean, they meant it. Don't think they are faking it. It is real to them. They will rather die than give it up. It is actually real to them. Don't say that you can change it because you are just... No, it is real. But what the Bible... For this cause, God did what? Give them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Go to 27. And likewise also the men... Leaving the natural use of the women, bond in their lust, one towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was made. There was a guy was shot. Driving down the free on the road, on the street. A man and a man was having then on the stoplight. Somewhere on Indian School on 32nd Street or so. A man had just, they cannot even wait to get home. They are wearing kissing. They are doing something worse than that. On a stoplight. Burning after one another. I was in London, in the UK with my family last year. We couldn't get a hotel. I said, what is going on? All the hotel, they price like triple price. I asked the lady, what is going on? A hotel that is $300, now $900 or $1,000 for a day. I said, my God, what's going on? They say the Pride movement is coming to town. They have booked every room, every hotel, everywhere in advance. Doesn't matter what the cost they paid. I said, you will have to look there to see what is going on in Brighton. United Kingdom, that week. Every nook and corner park was filled with them. You cannot tell a man from woman or a woman from man. They are just the dressing, the hair, the different things, and the thing they did. I quickly say, where can I? I took my family to another city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Men and women doing that is right. These are reprobate minds. But that is what is happening in our day. This just it doesn't shock me that much in the world. But when it is being preached in the household of God, do you know, I don't want to mention them, different churches now, are now legitimizing gay people in the pulpit. The great work of Martin Luther, Wesley, Calvin, the places they found are now so empty that it becomes a cause for division for many of them. There's only two continents that are still holding out to this agenda, to some extent, especially the gay one, Africa and Russia, to some extent. Somebody could say something to that regard. But even at that, a non-bishop, if I mention his name in Africa, he's known all over the whole world. He started the first gay movement in his state. In South Africa, recently. He's the head of a major church. May God have mercy in Jesus' name. It's being propagated, brethren. Don't buy it. It's a lie from devil. Don't admit it. Don't allow them to swerve you from the truth. The word of God is still the word of God. If God says that it's evil yesterday, it will be evil today. And it will be evil tomorrow. If God said that it is good yesterday, it will be good today, and it will still be good tomorrow. There is no change of variable with God. I can change my mind. I can turn around. I can swivel around. But God doesn't change. The stone of Israel, the rock of ages, he is not a man that he should change. It's not a son of man that he shall have doubt or shadow of doubt. He is God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. That is the God we serve. Brethren, if I go through some of this, it will be the persecution of the church, the different thing that is happening, yes, it's hard. But know that the promise of trials and tribulation is part of it. As you stand in faith on God's word, it may come to you. The danger is on the itching ear of this generation. They don't want to hear the truth. And because judgment against evil work is now delayed, some of them are hardening their heart every day. I failed to go to the book of Jude to start to mention the punishment that is ordained for some of this evil work. Go to read the book of Jude. He said they are like crowd without waters. He started to call them name against whom I reserved the judgment of darkness upon that day. Let this never be our portion in Jesus' name. Many churches are dancing tune to this because of pocket money, because of popularity. To have to be notified or to be recognized by the government, we have to yield. We do not have to yield in Jesus' name. As it was in that day, when because of this, some went through trials and persecuted. If need be, let's stand our ground. If in your school they try to tell you this, go against it. Walk away from it. Don't buy the ideology. ideology of evolution, that man is not made by God. This and that, so many of them we didn't have time to touch on, but God's grace is abundant in Jesus' name. Father, you will keep your own in Jesus' mighty name. The mystery of iniquity is already at work, but we know you will watch after them that trust in you. Father, this our body is made for you and you alone. We pray for our children. We pray for the children you have given us, Lord. Let them be for signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the men and women that are worshiping you. Let them not be torn from you in the name of Jesus. We pray for the ministers of the word of God, Lord, all over the whole world. Some started with good intention, but along the way they are pulled over by the thing that is happening. Father, strengthen your people in the name of Jesus to stand on the truth, to not deviate from the left or from the right, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against the devil, that ancient dragon, that ancient foe, that evil one, the mystery of iniquity that's already at work, the antichrist system that is now being propagated. Father, let the Holy Spirit hold in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the mighty arm of God challenge their work in Jesus' mighty name and expose them for what they are, for hypocrites, for the evil that they are, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father, Lord. We know you are faithful. We know you are good. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.